Hello, and welcome to the ICIS Europe Chemical Update podcast, where we discuss the latest market news. I'm Nick Cleave, editor of the European Engineering Plastics Report, and with me today is Ashani Chavda, editor of the European BDO Report. We're going to discuss recent movements in the BDO market and its derivatives. So, Ashani, I understand players recently settled their BDO contracts for the first quarter. What was the outcome of this?
That's right, Nick. BDO contracts settled at a stable to firm level, resulting in a split settlement increasing by 30 euros per tonne on the low end and a rollover on the upper end of the range.
And what are the main reasons for contract prices settling at this level?
Well, negotiations are usually led by supply and demand dynamics. This quarter, settlements were also influenced by last quarter's agreements, which settled at quite a wide range of prices. Sellers targeted double-digit increases due to increased raw material costs in methanol and propylene, also the healthy demand seen in January for downstream derivatives. This year, there's an expected demand growth in downstream derivatives of 4-8%, depending on the application. However, on the buy side, players were targeting decreases due to the improved supply levels, and the market is fairly balanced at the moment. So in the end, players agreed to stable to firm pricing. So Nick, you're the editor of the Engineering Plastics Report, which includes the BDO derivative PBT. What impact will the BDO settlement have on PBT contract price talks?
So before the settlement, I was hearing talks of rollovers to increases. Since then, I've heard more talk about increases, but the key point is previous BDO settlements rather than the settlement for Q1. There's upwards pressure on PBT prices from the feedstock increases last year. During 2017, the BDO contract price rose by almost 500 euros per tonne, while PBT prices rose by around 240 euros per tonne, depending on the grade of material. There's also strong demand, which was a factor throughout last year. So far this year, demand has continued at that level, with expectations that demand will continue to grow during 2018. Particularly from the key automotive market. There are also expectations for greater demand for PBT in Q1 than there was towards the end of Q4 last year, just as a result of the new fiscal year. That said, the main driving force behind PBT increases last year was the consecutive large increases in feedstock BDO costs. So this relatively small increase, and only on the low end, would be an argument to limit increases on PBT this quarter. The supply situation is also generally balanced at the moment. I've heard a little talk about tightness this month, but things are not as they were last year, when tightness put upwards pressure on contract pricing. Negotiations are still ongoing, so we'll see how things settle.
That's really interesting, Nick. I look forward to seeing how PBT progresses this year. Please join us again for the next instalment of the ICIS Europe Chemical Update. We'll catch up with all the latest news on the ICIS dashboard. For ICIS here in London, I'm Ashani Chapter.